This is the part of the story I'd rather not tell. How, at 13, I would lay awake at night, deciding which friend or family member would have to die so that I might be aggrieved enough to be interesting. So that I would have the permission to become more withdrawn and mysterious and thus more attractive. I'd lay awake at night, plotting who it should be, how it should go for maximum impact. It would have to be something epic so that I could become a rag doll in his arms, bury my sweet face in the meaty expanse of his 13-year-old chest and breathe deep the scent of his Old Spice for my consolation. My malaise would surely cause me to lose my appetite, and thus the tragic death of my loved one would conveniently double as a diet plan. In the version of the story where a masked gunman breaks into our school and holds us all hostage, I am always able to tackle the gunman after he gets off a few shots. One of them hits me non-fatally in the shoulder, and my current infatuation takes off his shirt to help staunch the bleeding. I'm not sure how the story proceeds from there, because at this point in my dream I always began to masturbate. I had determined that certain aunts and cousins were important, but ultimately non-essential enough to my daily life to be suitable options. Certain friends had also been earmarked as acceptable, and I would update my list with God each evening, playing through the circumstances of their death and grieving each one with actual tears so God might see what good choices I had made. I didn't want him to think I had cheaped out and picked a distant relative or secret enemy to exchange for my love's fulfillment. What kind of love would that be anyway? When it finally happened, there was no one but the floor to fall into. Nothing but the gasping choke for my consolation. I wouldn't let anyone touch me. The sacrificial loved one, my best friend, with a crooked smile and first kiss around the corner, her mother, who kissed my head like a daughter, her father, who would fetch me midnight bowls of cereal, her sister, getting ready to start college. The epic disaster, an exploding plane. To whom much is given, much is expected. I no longer speak to God. I love like I'd kill for it.